This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my flagship Salem Media stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, as well as across the Caribbean, and streaming live online, as well as on the satellite all across the world to people that are out there, the ships at sea, and you name it. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and our veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, plus all those helping with the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working out there, keeping America rolling along, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, janitorial, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working the big oil rigs across the country and around the world, keeping America's oil rolling along. A big thank you to all of you. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch page. Like the page. Jump in the chat room that's over there. And you can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. Now, to the telephone, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, because it is true. Our country was founded under God on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to play something that you sent me from Joe Biden. He was on Morning Joe. And folks, I just want you to listen to this, and I don't even know what to say, but listen to Joe Biden do it again. The guy has lost it, folks. He's lost it. Listen to this.
This pandemic. The pandemic is that the president has no intercourse whatsoever with the rest of the world on dealing with these things. We led, like Barack Obama led in the in the pandemic that occurred when we were in office. It was kept in Africa. We organized the world. We put things together. This pandemic.
The president has no intercourse whatsoever. What the hell was he talking about?
Well, I think he was maybe looking for a different word, one might think. But unfortunately, if you notice how he kind of stumbled through the rest of that as well.
Well, he was thinking about Ebola, which is what I would immediately went to, and he just was on coronavirus.
Right, exactly. And he was, he's trying to spin the yarn that somehow President Trump has not done what he's supposed to do. And, of course, we all know that Joe Biden disagreed with the China travel ban early in late January, but then later on agreed with it after calling President Trump basically a xenophobe, these kinds of things, and others had decried it as racist or any number of such things. But in reality, setting those bans in place probably saved a lot of people from getting very sick. We've had too many people get sick, there's no doubt about it. But the president did quick action on these things, but yet he's somehow blamed for the virus, even.
And one of our truck drivers, Jacob in Ohio, just sent me a thing here, laughing.
Well, you know, it's interesting because these kinds of things are starting to happen more often with Joe Biden, it would appear. And it's really, as we've talked about, it's very sad to see that happening. And unfortunately, you know, we're stuck in this very strange political season, and they're still going to try to drag him across the finish line.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, they're trying, though, that's for sure.
It's not going to happen. It depends on his vice presidential candidate, and we'll get into that in a little bit later, but there's some rumors circulating about who may be coming out of mothballs to be that candidate right now. And I mean, these are coming from people that know their A game. Now, the other thing is, and I'm just going to mention this briefly, and we'll have to explain it on the other side of the break, is the FDA has been asked by the Trump administration to reinstate the emergency use of hydroxychloroquine because of the new studies that have come out showing that it works.
Well, right, exactly. And unfortunately, early on, this got politicized, and we've had these different studies, and there are studies that show it worked, or it worked well. You've had doctors, you know, put their reputations on the line, it would seem, to say, look, I've been using this. And again, it's not a wonder drug. It's not a silver bullet, but it's part of the ammunition or weaponry we can have in an arsenal to go after COVID-19. The whole point is to beat COVID-19. It may be a little bit of hydroxychloroquine at this point, if you've been exposed or if you're developing symptoms, it might be a different drug or a different cocktail of drugs. But because the Trump derangement syndrome, Captain, continues to just consume everybody in the news media and so forth, hydroxychloroquine is no, you can't use it at all. It's quackery, that kind of stuff.
Well, here's what the people already understand, and we're going to repeat it again and explain it to the ones that don't quite get it, because I have quite an extensive story that I'm going to get into in the next segment here when we come back after the break. I have information from a leading doctor, who was on Fox News and has also been on Newsmax and One American News Now, and he's saying that the COVID reporting is not honest, and he revealed what the case spike is really all about, and also that the death rates are not going up, which means what the mainstream media is trying to put out there, the scare tactic that they're putting out there, is actually a lie the way they're doing it. So Kyle, hold that thought, and folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning, and we're rolling along, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. We appreciate you very much, and we appreciate everybody, too, that's listening to me when I tell you about Relief Factor, because, again, I am a client. I'm a customer of Relief Factor. I've been taking your product for going on 4 years right now, and I was able to kick Mobic and Flexeril because of it. Anybody that knows what those are, they know that it can slow you down, it can make you tired when you're not supposed to be, and drag you along and whatnot, and I didn't need to have that doing what I do, so I got rid of it. And when I heard about Relief Factor, I got right on it using the 3 week quick start. By the way, it was $19.95 4 years ago. It's still $19.95 for the 3 week quick start. I ordered it online, just like you would do, too, here when I tell you the website. And it works for me because I suffer with arthritis. Now, if you're suffering with arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, maybe your job or your daily activities give you some muscle aches and pains, too. It's an all-natural product, Relief Factor. Give it a try. I mean, it's going to work because it's working for tens of thousands of people that have ordered it here off this program. And I'm telling you, there's not a day doesn't go by I don't hear something from somebody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I appreciate it because some people reach out to me and let me know that it's working. So here's what you do. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll see the little 2.5 minute tutorial there if you want to look at the little video. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, they'll tell you all about the product, what's in it, how it works, and then you can go ahead and order it. The 1995 3 week quick start. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain, right? So the website again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, give it a try, and see what happens. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we were talking about the death rates not going up, and that's very important to what I'm about to say here. Because the COVID-19 mortality rate is just 4% for people under age 70, 4%, which is equal to or lower than the seasonal flu. Did you know that?
Well, I knew that it was on par about with that, but that's very interesting, yes.
The overwhelming majority of the people testing positive are younger, healthier people. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
And it only matters if we cannot protect the high-risk people, which we are protecting. And how do we know that? Because the death rates are not going up. Now, right now, the cases have been going up for 3 weeks. That's the positive tests. But we have no increase. In fact, we have a decrease in death rates going down every day. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you get the illness, if you're going to fully recover and be fine from it. That's what's called herd immunity. And that's what people must understand, because for younger, healthier people, there's not a high risk from this disease at all. And we are developing the herd immunity.
Well, right. And well, that's what we do with basically any kind of flu-like disease or that runs through the population over, you know, the last 2,000 years or something. It seems like that is where we're headed, obviously. But, of course, it's being played, and it's a very serious thing. There's no doubt about it. But it's being played as though somehow if we just keep everybody home for, I don't know, the next 18 months or something like that, maybe we'll have a drop in infections. But people stayed home for almost 3 months, and that didn't seem to do a whole lot of good. And this is what people are telling me, though, Captain. Yeah.
Yeah, and last night we talked about some of the ridiculous stuff going on, including out there in your state, California. Jay Sekulow and his company, it was announced sometime, I believe it was announced Monday, and last night we talked about it, that Jay Sekulow is suing the state of California and the governor over his telling people they can go to church but they can't sing.
Yeah, this is not playing well, as it were, because it definitely begins to feel like it's a definite intrusion upon the free expression of somebody's religious, seriously held religious beliefs. And again, this wasn't, the governor really didn't emphasize it in his talk last week, when he announced all these things to the state of California. It was kind of buried in there and mentioned very briefly, but it is causing a lot of consternation among pastors of churches and priests and Catholic churches and so forth. This is something that, are you going to be arrested for singing in church? I mean, that would be obviously the extreme, but it begs the question, what happens if everybody starts singing in church? What is the state going to do then?
Well, you can sing through a mask and nobody knows you're singing, right?
Well, no kidding.
That way they don't know if you're out of tune.
right. But again, yeah, it would just seem to me that people are seeing it as an infringement. I mean, if they really want to sell it as a way of stopping the transmission, because when you sing, the droplets come out more forcefully or some such thing. But we didn't hear anything about this, Captain, when people were literally rioting in the streets and screaming in the faces of police officers. Nobody said, hey, wait a minute, COVID-19. Problem of transmission. None of these political leaders in my state, anyway, ever said anything about that.
Doesn't fit their political narrative. And by the way, LJ in Michigan is chiming in saying, hello, Captain Kyle. Hello, Captain's Army. Let's see. Geez, what an embarrassing Biden interview. He better buy a shotgun.
Right. Well, that's what he's, yeah. Ask people.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, okay. Well, since she said that.
Buy a shotgun.
There you go. So that takes care of Biden. He's going to need it for the onslaught. Now, the other thing is here, we've got a situation going with the Chinese students. And what it is new U.S. visa rules are threatening to deport some 369 Chinese students. Now, these are college students. And over there in your state, again, I don't know why this always seems to be the case, over there in your state, again, I believe it's UC Berkeley, is that correct?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, their students are planning a fraudulent course. They're going to put together a fraudulent course to circumvent the guidelines and avoid deportations because right now they're going to school online. They're not having classes, right?
That's true. That's my understanding.
Well, they're going to put together a fraudulent course that makes it look like they're going to school in a classroom setting.
Well, right. And you know, again, the whole idea of this is that, well, if you can't go to school, you can't go to college in person, then maybe your visa doesn't apply. We're seeing this happen all over the country in the sense that, and I think it was a large story yesterday, Harvard was saying that they're going to be all online. And so a lot of these colleges are simply going to be distance learning, basically. And, of course, it begs the question about college tuition and how to pay the full amount.
Under the rules, if they do that, the people that are here, the foreign students that have to attend classes, will not be allowed to stay because they will have to go. They can do it online in the country they came from.
Right. See, that's the whole point. Exactly. Because they're not, if they came here to actually go to college, but they can't do that. And a lot of college students can't do that. And a lot of this is still in flux for exactly what college would look like for your college-bound teenager, let's say, or high school graduate. And all that's going to be fleshed out here soon. But unfortunately, it's not looking good for the traditional college experience at all because of these restrictions.
Now, wait till you hear this one, folks. The progressive left stable part of the Democratic Party, namely some of the writers, some of the activists, not the socialists, not the radicals, but traditional people from days gone by in the Democratic Party, are sounding the alarm to their brother and sister Democrats that the radicals in their party need to cancel their culture change because they're going to lose in November.
Well, they're going to lose in November, and also that we're seeing, big stalwarts of the left.
Now, when did I start telling the country about this? When did I start telling the country that this was going to come to backfire? You know, everybody's going, oh, my God, we're going to lose. They're not doing anything. When did I start telling the country this was going to backfire on the Democrats?
Well, just recently, I know.
No, the day it started.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is not going to work. This lawlessness and all that stuff, this is not going to work. This defy, you know, defund the police and all that stuff, it is not going to work. I'm telling you, I'm still hearing it from my brothers and sisters in blue and the EMTs and the firefighters. They're all in this together. They are not going to support the Democrats. They are not going to do it as long as they maintain this defund police and that all that other crap that's going on.
Well, right, yeah, because if you ally yourself with the notion that you're going to pick up the phone, dial 911, and get a, we're sorry, we're not here anymore, recorded message, that's not good.
All right, well, hold that thought, because we're going to hang up the phone and hang up the mic, and we're going to come right back right after this little break. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America. Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said that he's tested positive for the coronavirus after months of downplaying its severity while deaths mounted rapidly inside the country. The 65-year-old right-wing populist, who has been known to mingle in crowds without covering his face, confirmed the results while wearing a mask and speaking to reporters. He did say he is taking hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malaria drug that he, like President Donald Trump, has been promoting. Brazil is the world's sixth biggest nation. It's also one of the outbreak's most lethal hotspots. More than 65,000 Brazilians have died of COVID-19, and over 1.5 million have been infected. Both numbers are the world's second highest totals, behind those of the United States. Other world leaders who have had bouts with COVID-19 include British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's Prince Charles, Prince Albert II of Monaco, and Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone line here. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, I've been a client of Geico for going on 14 years right now, and they have saved me money every year I've been with them. Knock on wood. There it is. I get a 10% safe driver discount every year. And this year, they did something different with the pandemic for everybody, new customers and old customers. They reduced their premium by 15% from back in April until the 1st of October. Now, that's a good deal, because if you go and do a cost comparison right now by using their website, Geico.com, that's Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code, put the kind of vehicle you're driving, what you want to insure. If you do that, you'll find out that you'll be able to save money, because they're going to give you a cost comparison. Now, if you want to save more money, the way you do it is bundle your insurance, your homeowner's and your renter's insurance, either or, along with your vehicle, and you will save even more money. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and they can insure everything from your car, your truck, your ATV, your boat,
your RV, your motorcycle, along with your homeowners and renters insurance. Make sure you always tell them the captain sent you. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, and let's drift down over to the telephone lines. Kyle, are you there?
Hey, Captain.
We're going to take a call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dennis.
What's up, Dennis? What can we do for you?
Yeah, I just had an observation I wanted to share with regard to the people that are protesting and rioting.
Yep.
I get the impression that those people really don't have a vested interest in our nation. They don't have any skin in the game to speak of, and therefore they don't really feel the way people that have something to lose feel. You see what I'm saying? They don't look at it from that perspective, so therefore they don't function, or their minds don't think that way.
Well, you know why, don't you? You know why, don't you? It's the youth of America. It's the youth of America that we're watching out there in the streets for the most part. These are students. You can tell by looking at them. These are the kids that aren't in college, that aren't in high school. They got nothing better to do. They've been programmed. Some of them are getting paid as much as $200 a day to be out there, and that's why they're there.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Really. Mm-hmm. Yep. So
okay,
there you go.
Okay, well, I'm a new listener, relatively, and I enjoy your program.
Thank you very much, Dennis. We appreciate you. Okay, and Kyle, hold the fort, because we got somebody else calling in here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jim. I'm calling from Tampa.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Another great show.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you two couldn't help me out with this.
Okay.
Do you remember the old Christmas show, It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's about a man who was going to commit suicide.
Right.
And an angel came and basically showed him what the world would be like if he wasn't in it.
Right.
And it would be really nice if one of your listeners out there, the millions of people, somebody would make a small video and put it on YouTube. What would the world be like without America?
Right. That's
Think
a good idea.
Think of all the things that wouldn't have happened. And if you two could just elaborate on some of the firsts that happened, because of America, you know, all men are created equal, the first real freeing of the slaves, all the medical things, all the different things. If you two could just mention a couple to get somebody started, that would be great.
All right, well, thank you. And Kyle, he's got a good idea there, Kyle, but I would go immediately to the Bill of Rights.
Absolutely.
That's where I'd start.
Absolutely to the Bill of Rights. And also to the notion that our rights come from our Creator. That's clearly spelled out.
Yep, endowed by our Creator.
Exactly, which means they are not based on a group of people sitting in a room or a mob saying, these are your rights that we're going to give to you. Because if we can give them to you, we can always take them back again. And that is so important because, again, if you're dealing with rights that have come from God, it is much different because man can't stand against that. That's what gives the United States and the idea of our moral authority.
And when we talk about the founding of the country and our founding fathers and all that they're saying, well, we're slave owners. You know, some of these clowns are slave owners, ever this, ever that, and all that sort of stuff. You know, back in the day, okay, and by the way, who is the party that went to war over slavery? Who went to war over slavery?
Well, starts with a D.
Yeah, the Democrats were the slave owners. Hello, they were the ones, all right? So when you're tearing down statues of people that happen to have been Democrats, you're tearing down your own history from the Democratic Party. You're trying to change the history, not of the country, but of your party. And I've thought about that a little bit, too, from things that are going on. But anyway, getting back to my point here, I think it would really behoove the country to think like John Wayne did when he did the Declaration of Independence, a 4th of July thing that I play on the 4th of July. Matter of fact, I played it a few days ago. John Wayne really hits it on the head. And now they're trying to, and out there by you, they want to change the name of the airport because that John Wayne was a racist or something like that. He was no more racist than the man on the moon.
Well, exactly right, and it's really sad because again, this is all part of cancel culture, just like you were talking about.
And let's go back to the phone line because we started something here. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Pete.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. I think that you can't believe it is the Democratic Party behind all the BLM movement and all of that supporting
it.
He can't believe them if they change their mind because they can just do it again. And they will.
Yeah.
And one more thing. On the gun violence, I think they don't really mind the gun violence because they're going to turn around and say, we need gun control because Bloomberg's behind it. Tom Steyer's behind it. All these people are orchestrating behind this.
They are.
And want our guns off the street.
Yeah, you're right. They are. And thank you, Mary. She's right there because I've talked about that at length over the past several years. Steyer and Bloomberg and the Dianne Feinsteins of the world and this governor up there in Michigan and the governor up in Washington State and Governor Cuomo. Again, these are all blue states, all Democrats. Everyone I'm talking about, they definitely want to. And by the way, I think it was our own agricultural commissioner, who Nikki Fried, who got elected here last year, that said that there were too many guns in Florida.
There's too many guns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, to what Mary was talking about. Yeah. The founders set up a framework for how people could succeed in this country.
Correct.
But people like Steyer and the rest like you're talking about, they want to create a new framework where they tell you what you're going to be able to do and have and how it all should be done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to empowering the individual. That, Captain, to me, sells itself, empower the individual.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of guns, ladies and gentlemen, perfect segue for what I'm about to do right now. Two guys... Gun and Knife Shows is going to be on again down in Port Charlotte at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds this weekend, July 11th and 12th. Now, they'll be there Saturday and Sunday. I personally will be there Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'll stop by, say howdy, howdy. I'll have some free stuff from the radio show to give you. And we saw a lot of great people when we were down there the last time. But Port Charlotte, the Charlotte County Fairgrounds, Saturday and Sunday. The hours Saturday are 9 to 5. The hours Sunday are 9 to 3. And they're going to have a big, big, big selection of new, used, antique guns to buy, to sell, to trade. There'll be all types of accessories, ammunition, parts. The parking is free. They have a concealed carry class there as well. Stop on by and see what's going on. For more information, you can go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. And I look forward to going down there again, Kyle, because a lot of people, the last time we were down there, it was mandatory at that time we had to wear face masks. I don't know, for all I know, it may be again, but didn't stop the people that came in there to buy guns, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's right. You know, and it's interesting because what we've been seeing on our television screens for the last several weeks has made a lot of people wonder, can they have to protect themselves now as opposed to thinking that they're going to get protected?
I know many people that bought a second or a third gun. How do you like that? Hold that thought. Folks, coming right back, Truckers Highway and Bible Report right around the corner. Kathy is going to take us to break. Go for it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high quality N95 N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com. A Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this time, this portion is what we call the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And remember, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And we're going to get started with Creed Fisher called this place called the USA.
Man to work. People getting married and they still flirt. Don't play.
allegiance to our flag like we used to do. Good men are willing to give their lives, but politicians take away our rights, saying they know best what's good for you. These days, dads are always gone. Mama's still here, but she's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell. Right, I give my life for this place called USA. No other place that I'd rather live. I love my wife and teach my kids about the land of the free and the home of the brave. I'm sick and tired of people putting it down. If you don't like it here, get the heck out of town. Go and find somewhere you love. That's fine with me. We don't need people riding the fence. You're either riding with us or you're riding with them. Make up your mind which side you stand. But these days the truth won't sell. I bleed red, white, and blue in my ways. You just can't change. Wrong or right, I give my life for this place called USA.
Yeah, and that's the perfect song for this time in which we're living right now. Creed Fisher, this place called the USA. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring Kyle in here for a minute. How did you like that one?
I like that song. I was sitting here listening to
it. You listen to the words?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's right
on. You're either with us or you're with them.
That's right. You don't ride the fence.
That's right. That's right. So that's what I keep telling the people. It's time to stand up. But let's get going with the weather here. Severe thunderstorms are producing severe wind, hail, localized flash flooding. It's expected all the way from the northern and central plains into the upper Midwest. Now, earlier tonight, we had Montana. It was really going on in Montana. Now we've got some big storm system up there in North Dakota into the western part of Minnesota with flash flood watches and warnings and severe thunderstorm watches and warnings all through that area. By the way, excessive rainfall may produce flash flooding today in portions of the southeast, the middle Atlantic, and the northeast as storms will be roaring through there. And much of the southwest and southern California will be hot, and we're talking about so hot you'll be able to fry an egg on the sidewalk, and excessive heat watches are in effect. Kyle, take it away with the heat out there.
You got that right, Captain. We do have excessive heat warnings in the western part of Southern California. That's going to also, I think, extend in more towards the L.A. and Orange County areas as we go through the week. But the real heat, of course, is out there in Arizona around Phoenix and Tucson. And some of the predictions could be as much as 112 to 118 degrees. And so you have to be very, very careful as you're traveling into the Arizona area. Up around Las Vegas, we also have excessive heat watches. We've also got a wind advisory out around Bakersfield, and this looks like if you're coming down Highway 58 or Highway 14, you want to be careful in those areas near Bakersfield, out around the Ridgecrest area as well, because you're going to have a wind advisory there. And the fire weather warnings extend up into Utah and about halfway through Colorado, but this time staying east of Fort Collins and Boulder and Denver for now.
Yeah, just about I-25, everything west of I-25 is under a fire threat tonight in Colorado. Now, up in Wyoming, we've got a fire threat advisory in the central part of Wyoming, north of I-80, for just about half the state up there. Got some high wind warnings up into the northeastern part of Wyoming. Got some scattered breezes blowing in the western part of Nebraska tonight, too. New Mexico, you got a lot of unsettled weather conditions there in New Mexico. Looks like as if could have some storms brewing. And again, the high heat advisories in the southeastern corner of Minnesota and the western third of Wisconsin and the eastern third of Iowa, and then the northwestern corner of Illinois, and we've got some poor air quality alerts again from Wisconsin on down to Chicago along I-94, and then out east towards Gary, Indiana, and towards Michigan, up the west side of Lake Michigan. In Michigan, you've got high heat advisories in the Detroit area again today, unsettled and breezy lake effect breezes coming off in the northern part of Indiana, the northwestern corner of Ohio, unsettled and unsafe weather conditions as far as the breathing goes up along Toledo all the way to about Erie, Pennsylvania, and south of Columbus, Ohio. And we've got that heat advisory again, Kyle, up in upstate New York from Buffalo all the way over to, it's all up towards the lake, all the way across over to Pulaski, New York.
Exactly right. And looking at a projection on the jet stream, it's going to lift up towards the northern part of the United States, and that means all the area in the Midwest, or I should say in the western part of the United States, is going to be very hot, the technical term, very hot, as we head towards this weekend. We're going to see, I think, some pretty high temperatures even in Northern California and certainly in Southern California, as we said, in the Arizona area.
Now, the Truckers Highway and Viber Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. They're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And by the way, largest truck stop chain in the country, Pilot Travel Centers and the Flying J Truck Stop. Stop by, see what they're all about. Make sure you tell them you were listening to the Captain's America on the Third Watch, and you will get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, let's talk until we go to break here about Ilhan Omar, because her current husband, not her brother, her current husband is a political guy, a planner and whatnot, does events and all that. She has paid, her campaign has paid him personally $800,000.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost $878,000 from what I saw. That's huge.
Now, you would think that somebody would be concerned about that. There'd be a little nepotism in there, or maybe something might be wrong when you're paying a member of your family, your immediate family, that kind of money to do whatever it is they're doing, and we're still trying to figure out what it is they're doing other than providing goods and services, if you know what I mean. But Ilhan Omar, and by the way, I'm shocked that she still hasn't been charged with anything, that they haven't gone after her for the deal with her brother when she was married to him.
Right, exactly. And what are the circumstances of that? Why was that done? Was it done to circumvent something in the immigration law? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. People are wondering about this. But, you know, Captain, what really tears it, I think, now is Ilhan Omar saying something about wanting to dismantle the economic and political system, I can't believe we're saying this, of the United States of America. That seems to be pretty harsh. That seems to be pretty far-reaching.
She gave a speech and she called for the dismantling of America's economy and political systems. No uncertain terms, that's what she said. Well, to that I say, okay, I got something to dismantle on your end of it. It's called your political career.
That's right.
Hold that thought. Folks, you people up there in Minnesota, you need to get with the program. Vote her the hell out of office. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.